Hallelujah. Good morning, beloveds. We're doing Psalm 103, and really, guys, I just want you just to take hold of the heart of David. His heart is totally dedicated and committed to his God. And then we can see with that type of attitude, then all the goodness of God comes back to him. And so let's just enjoy this. We're just going to do the first five verses and see the heart of this shepherd boy that was taken to be a king of kings. And this is all the beautiful priorities we need is put God first, spirit, soul, and body. Let's hear it together, verses 1 to 5.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles.
Hallelujah. You know that word bless, I one of the words they can sometimes translate it into other word, but one of the words bless is barak, which means to kneel down and adore. And when we understand in the beginning of creation, when God said that he blessed mankind, that word is used there. He kneeled down and adored. Why? Because it was his children in the image and likeness of Jesus, he predestined them. And so this tremendous love was towards his creation that then went and listened to the alien, listened to the liar, listened to the devil, and got deceived. But now we've got to come back and understand that he kneeled down and he adored us with goodness, and that's his original intent, and that we'll never leak go away from that. And so now we need to bless. Kneel down, humble ourselves, draw near to our God. And as we see here with David, spirit, soul, and body, he's totally committed. And then with that type of attitude and putting God first, you can see all the other beautiful blessings follow. You don't forget all his benefits. He forgives your iniquities, heals all your diseases, and he redeems. And that redeems, he deemed our life to be like the son of the, like Jesus, just growing and as an eagle flying totally free in the wind of God's love and leading. That's what he redeemed us for. Now he's redeemed us to come back to the original intent. And then that's one thing, but then also the intent now you year for this season, for this time, to be a unique, beautiful fragrance when you put God first. Not money, not a man, you put God first. And then putting him first, you have all the provision, though you meet the get God will bring it about the right people around your life, and then the financial and whatever is necessary. He gives us all benefits, but the priorities put him first.
Lord, thank you that like the eagle, when the eagle is being renewed, he is alone in a secret place, in a hiding place, waiting for his new feathers to grow out, Lord. And thank you that you help us to draw close to you under your shelter and wait to be renewed like the eagle. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.